scripture for us, and we'll try to preach something.
Which one was it, Joshua?
23:14.
And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's all we'll read tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Joshua said, I'm passing away.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm stepping off the stage of action, as Brother Benny used to tell us all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going the way of all the earth.
All the earth.
Amen. He said, but you know everything that God promised us. He brought it to pass.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. Every single jot and tittle that he said.
Thank you.
Amen. He performed.
Right.
Amen. I love that scripture there talking about Abraham in the fourth chapter of Romans, I believe it is, said that everything that he's promised, he's able also to perform.
Right.
Glory, glory.
He's able to bring it to pass, Brother George.
That's right.
When God says something, it will happen.
That's right.
How many knows the Bible said the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance?
Right.
Amen.
And that used to be a scripture that the elders impressed upon us all the time, Brother Jason.
Come on.
I heard that a lot when I first got saved. I heard that a lot. They emphasized that scripture a lot. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance.
Yeah.
They'd say things like, you know, a young person may be called to preach or something backsliding. Say, if they ever get saved, they'll have to preach.
Yep.
And you'd see it. You'd see it.
God.
Amen. God, amen, is faithful.
Yes, he is.
God is faithful.
God is faithful.
I looked up the word faithful there in the thesaurus. Amen. And the synonyms of faithful was trustworthy, dependable, reliable. Amen. How many know God's trustworthy?
Yes, God.
Amen. He's trustworthy. You put your trust in him.
Praise
God. He's dependable. Amen. He's dependable. He's reliable.
That's right.
Another word I really appreciated in that lineup said he's constant.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Well, I enjoy that.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
God is constant.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Wherever you found him at today, you'll find him tomorrow.
Here you are.
Come on.
Amen. There's people. You might have had bosses on your job that was very moody, very emotional. They might treat you good today and treat you bad tomorrow. You may have even seen preachers like that. I've seen a few. Amen. But God's constant. He's the same.
Right.
He's reliable. He's consistent.
Amen.
Yeah. I love that about God.
Glory,
amen. God. The faithfulness of God.
Yes.
My Lord, heal him.
That's right. All of us.
I'm starting to feel like preaching a little bit.
Come on, bro.
I'll tell you what. Everything God told Moses and Joshua and the children of Israel, he done it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Brother George, God ain't never said nothing and not done it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everything he's ever said, he's done it. Amen. Amen. When it comes time, the only things he hasn't done is what it hasn't come time to do yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. There's some things we can read in Revelation and Daniel, different things ain't happened yet, but it'll happen.
It's going to happen.
Amen. The armies of the world is going to come past Jerusalem about one of these days.
That's right.
Amen. You know what's going to happen? The old Antichrist and his little cohort and his little sidekick.
Come on.
The false prophet's going to be standing there. And all of a sudden, the sky is going to open up, Brother Tom.
Yes.
Oh,
bless him, Lord.
The sky is going to throw back like a scroll.
Come on.
And here's going to come the Lord.
That's right.
On a white stallion. Amen. And the armies of the church is going to be with
bless
him. Amen.
Lord.
I'll tell you, God ain't never failed. Woo. Amen. Not one word.
Right.
He never failed one word that he's ever spoken of.
Yeah. Come on.
Lord, hallelujah.
You're right.
I look, amen, at the beginning of the Word of God, Brother Jason, and there is Noah, amen, and he finds favor with God, amen. The people are so wicked and violent and ungodly, God repents that he ever even made human beings.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
He said, no, I'm going to wipe them all out. I'm going to start all over with you. I'm going to start, amen, brand new.
Lord.
Amen. We all go back to Adam.
Come on.
And we all go back to Noah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I'll tell you what. God, amen, done exactly what he said he's going to do. Noah had never, ever seen rain in his life.
Right.
It had never rained. Had never been a drop of rain. Amen. Generations there, however many it had taken place from Adam. I think it said like 14 there in that one place at least. But anyways, Noah had never seen rain, never heard of rain.
Right.
God said, I'm going to rain. Mm-hmm. It's going to rain.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to destroy every living creature with a flood. Here goes Noah. He builds an ark. He works for decades.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless
he works, amen, with fear. The Bible said through fear Noah saved his family.
Right.
Yeah. Some people talk about they don't like that scare of religion.
Bless
I tell you what, I like that scare of religion.
Amen.
I don't serve God because I'm afraid now. I serve God because I love him. But I tell you what, if it got back down to that place, if my love cooled enough, I'll tell you one thing, I'd still be afraid of going to hell. Amen. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. That scared religion moved Noah, and he built an ark, and he saved his house. But I'll tell you what, God, amen, when that flood came, amen, it destroyed everything just like God said it would. The Lord told Noah, come into the ark, didn't he? Aren't you glad of that?
Yes.
He didn't say go into the ark.
Oh.
He didn't say go into, he said come. He was already there
already
with him. Going to be with him. He was going to stay with him. Thank God the whole, amen, experience, the whole trip. Praise God. There was Noah, amen, his wife, his sons, and their wives. The ark landed, amen, and there they were, amen, there again, trying, amen, to replenish the earth and do what God said. Amen. Can you imagine what it was when they saw a storm cloud?
Come on.
What was it when they heard thunder?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The first time they'd ever seen rain, the only time they'd ever seen rain, it flooded everything.
Yeah.
No doubt when they saw storm clouds again, when they heard thunder again and saw the lightning again, amen, their hearts was probably gripped with fear.
Amen.
God knew that in his omniscience, in his mercy, in God's compassion. He said, no, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my bow in the cloud. I'm going to put my bow in the cloud. And when you see that bow, you can have assurance. You can find rest. You can find comfort knowing that I promise that I make you this promise. I'll never flood the world again. I'll never do it every time you see that bow. Every time you see that rainbow, you just know that I've promised. You just know that I've spoken. That's the way it's going to be. Praise God. Can you imagine?
Yes, God.
Amen. God knew what kind of fear was going to come on them. They'd never seen rain. The only time they'd ever seen it, everybody got killed.
Everybody.
Right.
No doubt, amen, it struck fear in their heart.
That's right.
In their soul. God said, I've got a remedy for that. Amen. I've got a solution for that.
Yes, God.
I'm going to put this bow, and when you see it, you'll be reminded, and I'll be reminded. God said he'd even be reminded. I'll not flood it again.
Right.
I'll not do it again.
Amen.
Amen. Can you, amen, agree with me tonight? That's been over 4,000 years ago.
Yes.
That promise holds true tonight.
Yes.
That promise holds true today. That promise is still valid. Right now, we seen a rainbow not too long ago, right in the dead winter. We was going down the double A merchant. Look over there. There's a rainbow. Amen. You know what it is? That God said, I ain't going to flutter no more. That's my promise. promise of God. It stands true today. It's just as valid today as it was 4,000 years ago.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. God is still honoring his promise to Noah.
Yes, right. He is. Yes,
giving us rainbows.
Still honored.
My goodness. I thought about how Moses, amen, was born. Moses' birth, amen, was very, very unique, wasn't it?
Yes.
There he was. They said, kill every baby boy.
Every baby.
Amen. His mommy put him out there in the Nile River. Can you imagine that? That'd be excruciating. That'd be unbearable.
Yeah.
Unless just the Lord's grace was with you. So there he was. Here comes Pharaoh's daughter. You know the story. She finds him. Moses' sister standing there, amen, like a little curious brat. Amen. Watching, seeing what's going on. She runs over there and says, do you want me to go get a nurse? Do you want me to go get a nurse? Amen. She already knew what she was going to do.
Yeah.
Pharaoh's daughter said, yes. She runs to mommy. She said, mommy, come quick. Praise God. You're going to get paid for babysitting Moses. Amen. You're going to get paid. You're going to be on the paycheck. You're going to be on the docket. You're going to be on the payroll. Praise God for babysitting your own boy.
Yeah.
Amen. My goodness.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Over in the New Testament, when Moses had already understood he's not an Egyptian. I love that. You go to these youth camps. How many times have I heard that preached? I do not know. Amen. Moses saying, I'm not an Egyptian. I'm a Hebrew.
Right.
Amen. You all not Egyptians. You all not worldly.
No.
Amen. You're not worldlings.
Right.
Come on.
Amen. You're the children of God.
Right.
That's what God's, hey, that's what Moses' mother was telling Moses. You're a child of God. You're a Hebrew. You're one of the chosen ones.
Amen.
Oh, you could be rich. You could have all the riches of Egypt. You could have everything there is, but you're not one of them. You're a child of God. You're a special. Amen. I'll tell you, amen. Moses went over there. We see in the New Testament that the Bible says Moses thought that all the children of Israel understood.
Come on.
That he would be, they'd be delivered by his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible said Moses thought it was common knowledge, in other words. He figured everybody understood. But the Bible said they understood not. Here's the picture. Here's the thing. Somewhere along the line, I've never heard anybody else say this, and I just thought about it recently. That somewhere along the line, God revealed to Jochebed, amen, the reason for sparing Moses. Somewhere along the line, while she was, amen, maybe bouncing him on her knee, or while he was maybe 10 or 12, amen, or 14 years old, Jochebed, his mommy, was saying, son, God's going to bring, amen, the children. You're going to deliver them out of captivity. You're going to make, amen, them free. You're going to set free the slaves. You're going to bring them out of this land. Somewhere along the line, God made a promise. Amen. You say the Bible don't say that. I'll tell you what the Bible teaches that. It might not say it explicitly, but it teaches it profoundly, because Moses knew it, and he thought everybody knew it. And he, somewhere along the line, God had made a great promise.
Yes.
Yes. God had revealed his divine will, Brother Tom, somewhere, because he knew it.
He knew it.
Look at Acts chapter 7. Says it explicitly. Moses knew it, and he thought everybody else knew it.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
He was over there judging them.
You're right.
They didn't like it. He said, thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
Thought you'd appreciate
it. Bless you, Lord.
You're going to kill us like you killed that Egyptian. But here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Moses ran for his life, and there he was on the backside of the desert for 40 years. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
He thought, well, I missed it. I messed up. I missed the will of God. I got out of line. And I missed my chance. No doubt that's what he was feeling. At 40 years?
40 years.
40 years, no word from God. 40 years, no move of God. 40 years, amen. Over there where they believe really in idols and paganism.
Yep. Yeah.
Come on.
But one day, the gifts and calling.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All without repentance.
Hallelujah.
One day, when it was just like every other day. One day Moses got up and he was herding some sheep, leading some sheep. One day, amen, the sun come up and it found Moses being faithful at his position, what he is supposed to be doing. And he looks over there and there's a bush burning.
Yeah.
One morning, amen, sort of got his eye, but he went on. Amen. May have seen that before out in the desert. Here he comes back that evening. That same bush is still burning. Amen. The leaves are still on it. Amen. The branches are still there. Amen. None of it's been harmed or consumed. Moses said, this is a strange sight. This is a strange sight. The Bible said he turned aside. Amen. To go see this sight. This burning bush that was not being consumed. I tell you, God still shows his will tonight. Through the fire. He'll send the fire, amen, on what pleases him. He'll send the fire on what he's pleased with. He'll send the fire on what, amen, he wants. Praise God. If we're amen in his will, the power of God, the Holy Ghost, and fire will come down.
Amen.
Glory to God. And Moses turned aside, and there he was, that bush.
Bless him.
Amen. Was the angel of the Lord.
Wow.
Moses, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
Yeah.
Amen. What made it holy? Amen. I'll tell you, because the presence of God was there.
Yes, sir.
The presence of the Lord was there. Right. Moses, you ain't missed it. It's just the timing of God.
Right.
Amen. You haven't missed it. Praise God. One, the Hoshapel had a sermon in Surprises of the Bible that said life begins at 80. Amen. Life begins at 80. Woo. Moses, 80 years old. God said, now I'm gonna use you. Now I'm ready to you. Now I'm ready. You ain't missed it. Amen. You just thought you missed it, Moses. You just thought. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Praise God's faithful. If you want to serve God, you can serve him. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. A scripture Brother Benny used to love to share with us over and over and over. But whosoever cometh unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. Moses, amen, God kept his word when he told Jochebed, when he revealed it to Amram, when he let Moses know, I saved you for a purpose. I spared you for a purpose. I've got a work for you to do. I can see Moses, amen, year after year after year after year, decade after decade after decade, thinking, no doubt it's over. No doubt I missed it. But the faithfulness of God, it standeth sure.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All glory be to God tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless God.
Glory, glory, glory,
yes,
glory.
Have your way, mighty God.
Like old Jacob.
Bless him, Lord.
Run for his life.
Yeah.
Amen. He's no match for Esau.
No.
Not physically. But I'll tell you, he loved God. He had a hunger for God.
Yeah, he did.
When Jacob had to run for his life, he was out on old Black Mountain, Dark Mountain, somewhere all by himself, never been there before in his life. When he laid down to rest, when he made camp, he had a vision.
Yeah.
Even in the night. He saw that ladder went from earth to heaven. Angels ascending and descending, or descending and ascending. Amen. Old Jacob, he attributed the power of God to that location.
Yeah.
God's in this place.
God's here.
I didn't know it.
Yeah.
God's in this place.
Amen.
Jacob, it wasn't that God was in that place so much.
Come on.
It was, he was with Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Tom, amen. Brother Jason, if Jacob would have went another 100 yards in camp, that's where he'd have found him.
Right.
If he'd have went somewhere else, that's where he'd have. Old Jacob said, God's here. Amen. I'll tell you why God was there, because Jacob was there. promises of God. Amen or amen without repentance. The calling of God. Jacob, when he was born, there was a promise spoken over him. Amen. The Lord said that, amen, the elder shall serve the younger. I'm telling you, pray till you touch God. Pray till God speaks to you. Pray till the Lord moves. Then hold on to it, amen, with everything you got. Hold on to it, amen, like a bulldog. Because God will bring it to pass and not fail. Would you worship him? He loves us.
Hallelujah.
He'll never fail his word. He'll never fail his promise.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Paul said in Hebrews 13,
thank you, mighty God.
The Lord will never forsake thee.
Never.
He'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Right.
Then you might boldly say,
Lord,
the Lord is my helper.
That's it.
The Lord is my helper.
Amen.
I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord my helper.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what. All those illustrations. Jacob, Moses, Noah, amen. All the Old Testament examples are for us.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. God will never, never, never. In the original, that's what it says. In the original Greek, it said God will never, never, never leave you.
That's right.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
That old devil tell you, God ain't hearing you. God ain't with you. God ain't walking with you. You don't have the Lord. God ain't worried about your troubles. God don't hear your prayer. I'm telling you, God is with you tonight. Amen. If you're a walking with him, if you're a trusting in him, if you're a holding to his hand, if you prayed it through, amen. If you said, Lord, forgive me, I'm telling you on the authority of the holy word of God, the Lord is with you. The Lord is there. Hold on to his hand. Trust in him. Believe in him. Thank God. Tell the devil, amen. The word of God declares he's with me. He'll never fail his word. He'll never come short of his word. He'll never, amen, break a promise. He'll never do wrong. He's with you tonight. He's with us. Praise God. He's with us. He's for us. He's with us, amen. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. He's with us, amen.
Yes.
Because he'll never be made out of the liar, Brother George. He's with us.
Right.
He's with us.
That's right.
If he ever left us, if he ever forsook us, amen, he wouldn't be God. His word wouldn't be true. Amen. Telling you he's with us tonight.
That's right.
Would you stand all over the house? Oh, glory be to God. Glory. He is faithful.
Yes.
Amen.
Faithful.
He that calleth you is faithful.
Right, God.
Who also will do it.
Amen.
He'll keep us all the way to port. He'll keep us all the way home. B.H. Glendinnen said he was in the Pacific Theater about 4 years, 30 some months, over 3 years. Going on 4 years, started out 400 men, Brother Jason, come back with 80. He said, I knew every one of them by first name. He said it had been rough. They didn't think they was ever going to see America again. He said, when we come under that Golden Gate Bridge, their hearts swelled with pride. That old ship was battered.
Yeah.
It was torn and tattered. It was ugly. It was war. Amen. War scarred. But he said, those people on that Golden Gate Bridge, that's before America lost their mind. Amen. Those people on the Golden Gate Bridge were saluting them. They was cheering for them. They was clapping for them. He said, when we pulled into port and they lowered that gangplank, a 1,000-piece Navy band struck up from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Italy. Said, we will fight for our country on the land and on the sea. He said, we'd have turned right back around and walked right back up that gangplank and done it all over again. I'm telling you, you might be war-torn tonight. You may have battle scars tonight. You may, amen, have been to your limit, amen, like a bunch of us. But I'm telling you, when you get to glory, when your race is run, when your battle's been fought, you'll be glad. You'll be glad. You'll say, I'd do it all over again. His promises are real. And he told us, amen. You won't be, amen, disappointed. When you get there, he said, God won't be ashamed to be called your God.
Right.
For he had prepared for you a city.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It'll be better than we ever can imagine. Better than we could ever preach. Better than we could ever describe.
That's right.
It's beyond our words.
Yes, God.
It's beyond our comprehension. Woo!
Holy Lord, Lord. Holy Lord.
Are God's faithful tonight?
Glory.
Can we praise the Lord tonight?
Holy.
Thank God. Thank God. His promises never fail. Praise God.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You could have. Praise you, Lord.